Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. That's 850-437-1620. Excuse me. So getting into some of these, before we get into our Florida legislative update, let's get into our story pertaining to top three stories. President Trump has declared that only he can prevent forest fires. No, only he can stop World War III. That's what he stated. And inflation gauge has increased to 0.4% in February, and it's about 6% higher than what it was a year ago. And President Biden has taken executive action on background checks for guns. So basically, the background checks for guns, what this is it's essentially close. There was a bit of a loophole as it pertained to background checks based in the last bill, the bipartisan bill that was signed. This clarifies some things in that bill. It also expands information or awareness of red flag laws that are done in 19 different states now, and things like that. So then let's see here. President Trump declaring only he can stop World War III. I don't know about that. That's like hubris right there. I do think, and I was saying this before, when he was president, I felt like you didn't see a whole lot of foreign instigating. You did with Iran, but other than Iran, you didn't see a lot of other countries. Even North Korea kind of backed off of their, they're pushing people's buttons and stuff like that. And I think it was because they just didn't know how Trump would react. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, that guy might push the red button. So maybe we will just, we're just not going to push. I'm not going to push too hard because that guy, we don't know what's going to happen. You know, something like that. So those are your top three stories. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. There is, speaking of which, before I get into the Florida legislative update, Russia had a plane that clipped one of the United States drones, and it caused the drone to have to basically went down. And so with that, the Pentagon is accusing Russia's pilots of being, I guess, irresponsible and things, and Moscow saying, no, we didn't do it. So that's what's going on there. All right. There is top three. All right, so Florida legislative update here. The Teacher Bill of Rights has gotten has moved forward through the committees. It's not on the House floor yet, but the bill would allow an educator to sue if they are directed by their school or district to violate state law. This comes about after, of course, we've had a lot of new state laws that some school districts may disagree with, but the teachers want to agree with. And so if the school district or school is doing something against the law, then the teachers would say, hey, look, I don't want to do that. And they can sue the school is essentially what one of those things are is what's happening. This bill, we talked about this last year. It didn't pass last year, but I like it. I support it. It's a bill that would make amending the state constitution harder to do. So right now, if there's a ballot initiative, if it passes with 60% of yes, then it changes the Constitution. For example, coming up in 2024, one of the ballot initiatives that is trying to get on the ballot is making marijuana recreationally legal. Now, the reason why we have medical marijuana is because of a ballot initiative. It got over 60% of the vote in the election, and it changed the Constitution. Last year, 2020, we had the ballot resolution that changed the Constitution to increase minimum wage in the state to $15 an hour minimum wage. Once again, it got over 60%. It passed. It therefore changed the Constitution. This new bill would require, instead of 60% vote needed to pass, it's 66.67%. So 2/3 votes. It needs to have a yes in order to change the Constitution. I'm all for this. I feel like it should be very, I think it should be more difficult than not to change the Constitution. So I'm all for that one. Then let's see here. Other top stories here. Lawmaker, we were just talking about drone, a United States drone that got clipped by a Russian plane and went down. Well, lawmakers in Florida are considering proposals that would ban unauthorized flying of private drones over seaports, airports, and other critical infrastructure. Basically, they're wanting to expand the no-fly list and make it pertain to drones. And this has been something that's been going on in other countries or other states around the nation where they've been trying to handle things like that. So kind of interesting. One from Alex Andrade that we've brought up before is it would make it easier for journalists to sue for defamation. Sorry, it would make it easier for legislators to sue journalists for defamation. That was approved by the very first House panel. It still has two other stops before it gets to the House floor, but it did pass the first panel, no problem. A bill that passed all the panels, all the committees, it is now ready for the House floor vote, is the anti-woke banking bill. Now, if you remember, this is something that Governor DeSantis brought up that he would like to see done, and which is any state investments cannot be done with banks that have ESG investment strategies. So if their investment strategies are based on environmental and social governance, then Florida's investments will not be with those banks. That was his proposal. It was Governor DeSantis's proposal. And there was a bill, HB 3, that was introduced to do it. And both the Senate president and the House speaker are on board with this proposal. And now it is ready for the floor vote. It passed along party lines. Republicans voted for it. Democrats voted against it in the committees. Now we'll see what happens on the actual House floor. But it does look like it's probably going to get passed. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
This traffic update brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. I-10 and I-110 showing no delays throughout Pensacola. We are starting to see some slow-moving traffic on Pine Forest. It's going to be in both the north and southbound direction right near the interstate in between 9 Mile and I-10. Also, we have slow traffic leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on Highway 90. We do have an accident on 98 that's causing some slight delays. It's going to be 98 on Gulf Breeze Parkway. This is going to be right off of Ramblewood Drive. Seeing slowdowns in the eastbound direction. If you see something else, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Good point here, Bobby. You were saying that Trump, so I was saying Trump says he's the only one that can prevent World War III. And I said, there's a little bit of truth to that because I think he's so unstable or perceived to be so unstable that maybe a bunch of foreign adversaries might be like, hey, we're not going to do this because that dude might actually push the red button, you know? And here's the text. Bobby, how do you feel about the crazy dictators feeling that our president might be a little bit crazier? Good point. Yeah. Probably not the best perspective out there. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Oh, one more bill to let you know about in the Florida legislative session. A House panel has okayed a bill that's targeting auto glass repair lawsuits. So this bill, I guess there was a spike in lawsuits over auto glass repair claims. I didn't realize that. And so this is aimed at reducing the number of cases that end up in court. It's another tort reform type of situation. And a lot of this stuff is... a lot of frivolous lawsuits and that have been happening. Apparently, it's been a big spike over auto glass repair lawsuits. And so they're trying to reduce those. I don't know exactly how this bill does it. Just saw that that's what they want to do. To give you an example, in 2021, there was about 9,000 lawsuits over auto glass repairs. In 2022, it went from 9,000 to 37,000. And the vast majority of the disputes are over a matter less than $200. So it should be just a small claims type thing or something. So All right. So that's the Florida legislative update for you. Coming up here next, we've got top trending news with John Pickens in the newsroom on News Radio 92.3.
Mama pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law.
Pence call right now. Bobby Ross here on News Radio 92.3. Council on Aging of West Florida's second annual Kites on the Coast event will be 2 days of intergenerational high-flying fun on beautiful Casino Beach in Pensacola, March 17th and 18th. Community is invited to celebrate this classic pastime with kite flying activities, local vendors, food trucks, and show-stopping demonstrations from Chicago Kite and Sky FX. Proceeds from the donations from the event donations and sponsors support the seniors and programs served by the Council on Aging. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi coming up here in about 6 or 7 minutes. We've got your daily dad joke of the day, and then something that's no joke: a giant fish. I mean, I don't even know of another story where this fish has been caught from the beaches. And this fish was caught from Orange Beach. So it's an amazing story that we'll share with you coming up here in just about 6 or 7 minutes right here on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
That's right. The Century Town Council is planning to apply for state funding to renovate the Century High School gym and replace a long-failed bridge. If the $10 million grant were to be approved, it would pay to renovate the old gym, which could serve as a multi-purpose facility or as a hurricane disaster shelter. Town's also planning to apply for the $3 million to replace the closed bridge on Freedom Road. Town is currently looking for public comment on both proposed projects. An anti-fentanyl campaign is underway in Alabama. A statewide program called Odds Are Alabama has been launched in order to provide information about substance use disorders. Fentanyl poisoning deaths reported doubled in Alabama from 2019 to 2020. State Health Officer Scott Harris says it's obvious why the need for the campaign is so great due to the increasing amount of opiate overdoses. And finally, Bobby, a California man, can thank GPS technology for landing him in jail over the weekend. Deputies with the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department responded to a burglary call Sunday. Suspect took off with a backpack that had a pair of headphones with GPS tracking capabilities. Detectives were led to the exact location of the headphones, and the subject, of course, was arrested.
Yeah, that'll do it right there.
That will.
I was reading, you know, this is one of these things. I was talking to somebody about this just yesterday, again, about this kind of crazy nuance we have going on in the United States right now as it pertains to marijuana, where you have now less than 10 states that have marijuana. I think it's only three. There's only three states now where it's completely prohibited. Every other state is either legally for medical purposes or even recreationally. And we're only three states away from having half of the states have it legal for recreational purposes now. And
wow,
yet it's still illegal federally.
Right.
Like so it's like we're in this weird nuance thing of some places it's medically approved to have it. So other places it's recreationally approved to have it. And only three places is completely prohibited. But technically, nationwide, federally, it's still prohibited. And it just adds some you know, kind of crazy nuances with the future.
Because it's not going to be very confusion. Long
before the majority of states have marijuana legally recreationally, and then how's that going to work for transporting across state lines and all kinds of stuff like that.
Several questions.
It's going to be a lot of situations right there, and then you're going to look back at these situations like the story you just told where they're having to chase somebody over marijuana, and it's like that's going to be stories of the past. You don't really hear that kind of stuff going on anymore. But all right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So the Gulf Breeze Arts Festival is coming up on March 25th and 26th, and This is the 27th annual one, so congratulations to them, 27 years in a row. Join News Radio 92.3 and explore 100-plus local, regional, and national fine artists, food vendors, a student art show, a local artist's art show, a silent auction, as well as live artist demonstrations. So be sure to check that out over at Gulf Breeze, the Gulf Breeze Arts Festival, March 25th and 26th. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
This traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. We do have some slow-moving traffic on 98 due to an accident. Scene of the accident is right off of Ramblewood Drive. So expect some slowdowns in the eastbound direction on 98. As well as we do have another accident in our area. That's going to be on Sorrento Road heading towards Bower away from Perdido Key. So that's going to be in the eastbound direction. Expect some slow moving traffic getting closer to that intersection. If you see something else, give me a call at 850-266-111. This traffic report again brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Come up here next. Got your daddy dad joke. Good point. Suspect was arrested in California. Don't you mean surprisingly? It's very well. California's continue. That's the reason why it brought up my mind, because California continues to have federal DEA agents who continue to arrest people in California, even though that's one of the first states that actually had recreational marijuana as well. So kind of interesting one right there. Hey, Bobby, maybe you can help me out. I'm an old dude, but what the heck is kratom? I see signs saying they sell kratom. What's that? So kratom is, we were talking about this before, because we've got a bill that's trying to legalize kratom further. So kratom is actually a plant from Southeast Asia, but it is a little bit of a psychedelic from everything I've been reading about it. So it's not marijuana, but it does give you some sort of euphoric results if you take that plant. So they're trying to regulate it to make sure it can only be sold to those over the age of 21. So that's what kratom is. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Come up here next. Daily Dad Joke. Stick around. Right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, despite popular demand, here's today's Daily Dad Joke.
Ah, yes. Spring is here. I got so excited, I wet my plants. That's a Mike Wiggins joke there for you. I saw this story. Crazy. In Orange Beach, last Monday, some fishermen in the wee hours of the morning caught a giant shark. Now, they catch sharks all the time along the beaches around here, but this is the first time they ever caught a great white shark. That's right. And they caught a great white shark from the beach. In fact, one of the guys was in his kayak, and he said he was baiting the area. He was adding bait, and he was on his way back in when he heard the reel clicking. That they caught caught something, and they just figured they caught a big fish. That it took all, it was like three or four of them. It took all of them to try to reel this shark into the shore. And then, of course, once they saw it was a great white, they basically just hurried and got it released and sent it back out. But yeah, experts are saying, A, it's almost impossible to catch a great white that way, and B, definitely impossible to catch it from the beach. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. So we're talking about this great white shark that was caught after off of Orange Beach late at night. And I've got a couple of texts that says there was another great white shark that was caught off of Pensacola Beach. And it was a few weeks ago. So, I'm just shocked. And I guess there was one that was caught in 2021 as well. So, I was reading this report from a guy from Mississippi State University who's like this shark expert. And he was basically saying like, it's rare to even catch a shark off like a rod and reel, like a great white, excuse me, a great white off a rod and reel, but it's even more like extremely rare off of a beach. And so now looking at this, the one that was caught in Orange Beach last Monday, this is like the third great white shark that has been captured from the beach in the last 2 years, just in our area. And of course, this used to not even be great white shark territory. They've just slowly been starting to migrate here more and more. Those things are massive. All right. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Yeah, somebody sent me a video of that one, too. That was crazy. Top three stories here for you, and then we'll get into your sports hit. President Trump declares that only he can stop World War III. Inflation gauge has increased 0.4% in February. It's up 6% compared to a year ago. And President Biden has taken executive action on background checks for firearms. So yeah, just a little update right there. Oh, before we get to your sports hit, I forgot about this story here. I want to bring us, we're talking about great white sharks and everything like that. There was a record breaking month for lionfish removal. It was the first month of the lionfish removal tournament, the Emerald Coast Open. It started February 1st. And so the main two-day tournament and then the festival are held in May of every year. So the main, the first two-day one, basically, though, they removed 2,400 lionfish during the pre-tournament, like the two-day thing. 2,400 lionfish, that was the most that they've seen. Every year that they had this lionfish tournament, it ends up being a record. Like they're just, you're getting more and more people wanting to participate. You're getting more and more people who are get involved with it. And so, yeah, that's awesome. In fact, a single diver, he nabbed or captured or whatever, 604 through the year. Holy smokes. So yeah, that's pretty crazy. Last year in 2022, teams removed 13,835 lionfish. Whew. So this year, the main tournament is going to be May 19th and 20th. And then the Lionfish Festival is going to be the 20th and the 21st over in Destin. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get your sports hit.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. The NBA is going to be on ESPN tonight, and it's going to be at 6:30, beginning with, just let the team here. Denver Nuggets against the Toronto. No. That's NBA TV. Sorry. It's going to be on NBA TV tonight at 6:30. Denver against Toronto, followed by the Milwaukee Bucks against the Phoenix Suns. Major League Baseball preseason earlier today. Washington beat the Mets. Miami beat Houston. Detroit beat Boston. Atlanta Braves beat the Phillies. The Cardinals and the Houston Astros tied up. And right now, the Yankees are beating Toronto 1-0 at the bottom of the first. The Giants are beating the Arizona Diamondbacks 7-6 at the top of the eighth. And middle of the ninth inning, it's tied between Oakland A's and Chicago White Sox at 4 apiece. NCAA men's basketball. The play-in games are going on tonight. And right now, the game just started between Southeast Missouri and Texas A&M Corpus Christi. And so that game just started. It's on True TV. Coming up at 6 o'clock on ESPN2, you got Toledo against Michigan. And then Villanova plays Lipscomb at 8 o'clock on ESPN2. True TV has number 11 Pitt against number 11 Mississippi State at 8:10. ESPN has Bradley against Wisconsin at 8:30 and at late game at 10 o'clock. Seton Hall plays University of Colorado. on ESPN2. NHL hockey is going to be on ESPN+. And you got the Tampa Bay Lightning playing New Jersey Red Devils at around, looks like 6 o'clock is when that'll go down. I'll give you your sports news right after Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
Traffic report brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. Our slowdowns on Sorrento Road have cleared up, so really nothing to slow you down. That's going to be on Sorrento, as well as Blue Angel Parkway, also looking good. We have, we're checking clear on Pine Forest north and southbound direction as well. On 98, we're still seeing some slight slowdowns. That's going to be 98 eastbound right around the Breeze Cinema. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, give me a call at 850-262-6111. Again, this traffic report brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, make sure that you call the best of the bay winner, Barbary Plumbing, at 477-8782. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. And coming up after your sports news, I want to give you an update on Joseph Lodapo. He is the Florida Surgeon General, and he's kind of going back and forth between the CDC and the FDA on COVID-19. We'll give you an update on that here in just a little bit. There is... all right. So in sports news, the Dallas Cowboys reportedly have landed Pro Bowl cornerback Stephon Gilmore in a trade with the Colts. Wide receiver Lazard is leaving the Green Bay Packers, headed over to the Jets on a four-year, $44 million deal. The Raiders have traded their tight end Waller to the Giants for a third-round pick. The Saints are going to keep wide receiver Michael Thomas on an incentive-laden one-year contract. The Atlanta Falcons have signed former Commanders quarterback Heinicke as their backup. And the World Cup in 2026 is going to have a record 104 matches. That is your sports hit. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So, Joseph Lodapo, Florida's Surgeon General. Remember, he came out a while ago and had a letter where he talked about the adverse reporting system and pertaining to COVID-19 vaccines, and how it has an increase in myocarditis for younger men particularly, and some other things like that, if you remember. And so that was one of the things that he had brought up in his letter. And but then the CDC has come out and criticized him. The CDC and the FDA basically countered him and warned him about misinformation about COVID-19 vaccines. And so they said the claim that the increase in the VAERS reporting of life-threatening conditions reported from Florida is misleading and could be harmful to the American public. So Joseph Lodapo has responded to that. He says he was grateful for the letter and response, though characterized some of the statements as misleading and others is actually completely incorrect. So, he says there are statements in there that are factually incorrect, and there are others that are unconscionably misleading, and we'll be highlighting those. So we'll be looking forward to a letter from Florida Surgeon General Joseph Lodapo very soon, going against the CDC and the FDA. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Come up here next, and we're going to get a quick update from John Pickens over in the newsroom, and we'll get your top stories on foxnews.com, Bobby's brain teases, and more. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's go over to John Pickens in the newsroom. John, what's up in the news?
Well, the Escambia County Public School District is looking forward to hire more campus security officers. School district says the ideal candidates would have prior law enforcement or military experience and must have passion about working with children. Applicants will go through an extensive training curriculum with the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. Anyone interested can apply online, and the district says you should apply soon, because the training process is extensive. A Dafuniac Springs man has died after a dump truck rollover crash in Walton County. It happened yesterday on County Road 280. The Florida Highway Patrol says the man driving the dump truck lost control going around a curve near Prior Road, then overcorrected. That caused the truck to roll into its side. The driver of the dump truck died at the scene of the crash. And finally, Bobby, a convicted robber in Maryland will spend the rest of his life in prison after a fight over juice boxes. That's right. A judge handed Courtney Butler a life sentence for attempted first-degree murder following an attack on another inmate. Guards say Butler and the other man were fighting over a juice box. Butler was already looking at 35 years in prison for a robbery and weapon conviction. The victim of the attack survived.
Oh, survived the juice box attack?
Yes. He made it.
Oh, okay. Or they just fought over the juice box, I guess. He didn't throw a juice box at him.
No. They were fighting over it. It's like gold.
Fighting over the juice. How old were these individuals?
I don't know. It didn't say.
I mean, if they're above the age of 4 or 5, it's not acceptable.
I know, but I guess in there, that's like liquid gold.
I guess so.
Over one juice box.
So. Yeah, exactly. All right. Thanks, John. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So, top stories on foxnews.com. Top story is liberal city that never allowed slavery is considering $5 million per black person for reparations. This would be San Francisco. We talked about this before because remember they were thinking of $1 million per black resident, but now they've decided that's not enough. They'll do $5 million for reparations, yet San Francisco never had slavery. Okay. Video of Michael Irvin's conversation with a hotel employee has been released. Remember, he was not able to cover the Super Bowl because of an allegation with a Marriott employee that he had some sort of sexual misconduct or something. He's actually suing, saying, no, I didn't do anything, and you end up costing me this gig. And so now the video of the conversation has been released. I didn't pull it up. I don't care that much. Then DeSantis is one of the top stories on foxnews.com. Governor DeSantis' video shows graphic results of trans surgeries after Biden calls governor's policies cruel. So a little back and forth between Biden and DeSantis. A little, you know, is this a preview to what we're going to see for the presidential election in 2024? I don't know. And finally here, one of the other stories. Well, actually, let me get to a couple other stories here on foxnews.com right after Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
No major slowdowns to report. I-10 and I-110 are checking in clear, as well as 29. On Highway 90, you'll see your typical afternoon delays. That's going to be leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace. But our slowdowns on Davis Highway, East Olive Road, Creighton, and Langley have cleared up. If you see something else, just give me a call at 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. A couple other things here. There was a man is convicted. A man was convicted for stealthing a partner during intercourse. What is that? Stealthing? Apparently, he removed his condom without telling the partner. This happened in the Netherlands, and he's going to jail for it. So, yeah, there you go on that one. That's one of the top stories on foxnews.com. And finally, a lawyer who was called Racist Karen has won $170,000 in a discrimination lawsuit. This happened in the Bronx. So the lawyer says, I was cursed and I was badgered by colleagues and ended up winning a discrimination lawsuit for no wrongdoing. So there you go. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
What?
It's Bobby's Brain Teases.
An estimated 93% of TV-owning Americans watched Neil Armstrong set foot on the moon in 1969. 93%. Now, in 1969, though, 95% of households owned a television. And 95.9% of households do today. So, actually, not that much has changed. You would think, oh, in 1969, how many people actually had a TV? Well, actually, 95%, about the same as what has today. which is, that means there's 5% of households in America that don't have a TV. 5%. I don't believe it. I'm sorry. I don't believe it. Like, who doesn't have a TV? I don't know. Maybe I know. Now, I know a lot of people who don't have like a TV in like every room. That's understandable. But not having even one TV in the house, that's okay. All right. There are 5 states that don't have a single city with overpopulation of 100,000. Delaware, Maine, Vermont, West Virginia, and Wyoming. That's right. They don't have one city that has a population of over 100,000 people. However, California has 76 cities with population over 100,000 people. Yeah, that's... Remember every time I was talking about like Wyoming? Like, why do we even consider... Why, there's nothing out there. It's just wind. That's all Wyoming has. Wind. Koalas. This is weird. Koala bears have fingerprints that look almost exactly like human fingerprints. Isn't that creepy? I don't know why it's creepy. It's creepy to me. Koala bears have fingerprints that look like human fingerprints. Let It Be from the Beatles. Oh, very good song. The lyric, Mother Mary Comes to Me. It's not about Virgin Mary. It's about Paul McCartney's mother. Her name is Mary. So when he says Mother Mary comes to me, he's talking about his own mom. And finally, Kid Rock refused to put his song All Summer Long on iTunes, but a karaoke version was available. It sold so many copies that it wound up higher on the Billboard charts than the original Kid Rock version. The karaoke version was 19th, and the real song was 23rd. And it just shows you a little how popular the iTunes was in its day, and I guess still is, when people prefer to listen to the iTunes or to the karaoke version than to not have it at all. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Come up here next. We've got, got to talk about reusable water bottles. You know, there's a big push for everybody to use reusable water bottles because single-use water bottles are filling up our landfills, and it's better for the environment, so we got to use reusable water bottles. I've got a story for you next here that may make you stop using a reusable water bottle. That's next on News Radio 92.3.